Good morning. I'm Chrissy J, and welcome to another episode of Teach Your Thoughts, the podcast, where I'm taking a couple minutes of your time as you ease into the day, whether it's work, school, or whatever it may be, as I share what's on my mind. From lessons I've learned, reflections, to the takeaways from conversations I've had. And of course, I have my cup of tea by my side. This morning, I am sipping on Cycle Love from my very own Teachable Blends brand. Cycle Love is filled with red raspberry leaf, containing many nutrients and minerals, as I've mentioned in previous episodes. But my favorite benefit of this herbal remedy is its uses for menstrual support and menstrual cramps. If you're looking for something natural to help you during your monthly visits, I can assure you that this will become your go-to. Available now on teachableblends.com. That's teachableblends.com. I'll leave the link in the description box. Okay, how are we feeling? I, for one, am feeling various emotions. But what I really want to dive into is the layers of self-love. When was the last time you said, "I love you," to yourself? When was the last time you wrote yourself a love letter? These are questions I thought to myself as I read Bell Hooks' All About Love. Self-love may sound like a cliche or something that is overlooked and downplayed for various reasons, but self-love is real love. It's that first love we should all experience and actively express. To answer my own questions, I never wrote myself a love letter, and I never uttered "I love you" to myself. Why? Well, I don't know. When I thought about this, I felt a bit silly, as it felt like something so simple. Of course I love me. I know this already, but I also know that knowing something and saying something are two different things that come with different reactions and feelings. To be honest, a wave of emotions washed over me as I stood up, stared into my mirror, and I said, "I love you." I was really surprised with my emotions. I was surprised at how showing myself this form of love in this way was as raw and telling as it was. I felt so exposed, which wasn't necessarily a bad thing, but something for me to explore further into. This experience brought me to writing about my love, which in turn became a love letter. A letter that felt so sacred and lengthy in its words, filled with passion, grit, honesty, and purity. I can say I never wrote anything like this before. As I reflected on this experience, I found myself thinking, how many other people can relate to this experience? Or on the other end, may have never felt this type of love before. This very real, raw, accepting, full, unapologetic love. I mean, in reality, some of us aren't able to connect with this type of love right now, or are in the midst of healing bruised love, and that's fine. As always, things should always happen in your time. But something I'm taking away from this, and I hope you take away from this as well, is while self-love is exemplified to us in a particular way, it's actually shown in various forms at various times. Self-love isn't just about getting that massage or treating yourself to flowers or that new purse, or in my case, a new plant. Those are all great things and should always occur. But self-love is more. Self-love is being the most vulnerable and authentic form with yourself. Expressing your gratitude for yourself, healing yourself, forgiving yourself, prioritizing yourself and your emotions, soothing yourself with words of affirmation and saying, I love you, to yourself, and meeting the shit out of it. Remember that love can be expanded in many forms. And the way we learn love, are loved, and want to be loved is a reflection of our own love for ourselves. So yes, it starts with us. So show up and show love. And now I turn it to you. When was the last time you said,